Good morning, welcome to the FTS. No, afternoon, it's afternoon, it's gone 12 again. Good afternoon, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Sunday, the 1st of December. Well, we had a good day on the old horses yesterday, didn't we? Including somebody had a 700-1 accumulator. I'll meet you in London for a beer anytime when you're banking bets like that. Fantastic stuff. Dabby Dozy had a really good time, didn't we? We've had a good run at the minute, and that's what happens if you stick with the bet slip. We now have had nearly 200,000 people, two lots of Wembley Stadium, listen to my old diatribes over the year. Some good, some bad, some absolute nonsense. Mostly accurate though, particularly all my political views and other facts I've stated, yet to be proven wrong by anybody on pretty much anything. What have we got for today? The NFL, need to shake that up, don't we? It's just been a bit of a damp squib, really. I mean, last week, Green Bay, you'd have thought they'd have got some points, wouldn't you? Aaron Rodgers, I know they're up against the best team in the world, but you still think a quarterback like that, getting a good few mil a year, would be able to grind a few more than 8 points out. So that was a bit depressing, and Denver didn't even come out of the changing room, did they? Bollocks. And the old Spurs marched on, didn't they? 3-3 from Jose. I mean, as I said, people get all mixed up. I never said I like the man, but football-wise, completely different class to the Argentinian fraud we had before. And we all see that when the Argentinian fraud, oh, I'd love it if he went to Arsenal. Wouldn't mind him going to Bayern Munich, because then Dortmund could win the league. I don't mind where he goes, really. But if he went to Arsenal, it'd be beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. What have we got? What is going on? Boris Johnson continue to tell porky pies day in, day out. See, you using the old secret barrister's answers for things now. That, honestly, I don't care. I don't care your political affiliation. If we vote that liar in the top office, the country is fucking broken. I tell you, when you've got, you're voting a man like that to get the top office in the country, honestly, there's something wrong with you. And it's not, well, the other guy's a wanker, so we have to vote for him. If that's your politics, there's something fucking wrong with you, honestly. It's a fucking disgrace. Anyway, enough of that on a Sunday morning. Lovely day. What's good to see is I know a lot of people, a couple of you struggling still with the football, but a lot of people who have stuck at it with the football. A lot of people yesterday, was it KDY Trader? I can't remember his exact name on Twitter. Obviously, he got off to a bad start in September, but has posted his graph, done much better. Darren, done much better. People who have not given up, and that's what it's all about. And RTS Racing, exactly the same, had a very bad summer. No one hid from that. Nothing was hidden. I've said all along racing is volatile, but I posted the results this morning. 125 points up on the year on the macro. That is literally getting a sheet at 11 o'clock, clicking a button and putting a few bets on. If you've done it for all year, you'd be 125 points up. But no, people lose 30, 40 points, give up. It is up and down. It's all about having a bank and doing it properly. And RTS Racing, I still maintain, is one of the best services out there. So tomorrow, I don't do all this Black Friday stuff and that normally, but I am going to do, complete hypocrite, I'm going to do a Cyber Monday deal. We are going to do 3 months of RTS Racing for £49. It will then revert to £70, the standard price, after your initial 3 months. And a year, a whole year, for £187.50. So 25% off the yearly price of £250. You can have it tomorrow, £187.50. That will be from 8 o'clock tomorrow morning till 8 o'clock Tuesday morning. One off only, and that is it. And again, you only sign up not because it's a deal, but because you've got room for it in your portfolio and you're going to stick at it and put a bank. Absolute fact that over the jumps it is far, far better, and I stand by that. So even if you joined for 6 months and went through to April and didn't do the summer, but obviously I'm hoping and will have learnt from this flat season to have a better flat season next year, but the jumps is absolutely rock solid, so right up through Cheltenham. So Cyber Monday deal on the racing tomorrow. Get yourselves involved if it suits you, no other reason to. Christmas soon, isn't it? It's December now, Christmas soon, the old advent calendar. I'm going to do a few comps up and around Christmas, do a few competitions for people. I'll have a little think about that when I get a bit of time. Busy, always busy, see? Always busy. Have a holiday and then you come back and you're even busier. Right, where should we start? Let's start football. I've got a couple of football bits for you. I think Arsenal will win today. I'm having a ruck with one of my mates who's an Arsenal fan. He thinks that they're the lay of the day. I think they'll win quite comfortably today. I don't think they'll struggle. I think the new manager, a little bit of vibrancy into it. And I think they'll win. But at 1 o'clock, so literally in half an hour, apologies, this is late, Atletico Bilbao versus Granada. Atletico Bilbao home win. Decent value, Atletico Bilbao home win. And a first half goal at 2 o'clock, Lazio versus Udinese. So if 0-0 on 20 minutes, Lazio Udinese first half goal. And then I've got this evening at Brazil, Avaí versus Fluminense 1.5. So if 0-0 on 20 minutes, start backing over 1.5, remove your liability on a goal. And the same bet also for Leicester Everton. I do think Leicester are a good value here, but may not want to get involved at that price. Obviously Everton in disarray. You know, I am much out the Allardyce sort of method. If this, I mean, Sanchez Flores is going to get the sack from Watford. You've got Sanchez Flores, Silva, Roberto Martinez, I put in this bracket, Poch. If they were called Davis, Smith, Jones and Jenkins, they wouldn't get the fucking jobs they get. It's as simple as that. And he's dead right, they wouldn't. I mean, that Marcus Silva, I don't even know. I mean, they hunted him for years. Why? I just do not know. Everton in disarray. He will be gone soon. But Leicester, Everton, 1.5. There you go, my Dulcets. There's no racing at all today. Carlisle's been abandoned, so that's gone. But I do have, bear with me, a little Irish number. Got to find it. Here we go. Same old story. Oh, I'm not there. I'm looking in messages and it's in WhatsApp. Yeah, see, I'm useless at times. It is in the... where is it? Where is it? Hold on a second. Where's the 310? Was there a 310 race? There we go, clicking away. Horse racing, it's at Fairy House, only meeting left on. 3:10, the favourite, Janadil. A small win bet on that. 3:10, Fairy House, Janadil. I think that is it. I don't think there's anything else of any other. Just scrolling through these messages to have a look. There's another one there. Sorry, there's a little one I missed there. Small win place, Killer Miller in the 205. So 205 Fairy House, Killer Miller, and in the 310, Janadil. So Janadil win place in the 310, Killer Miller place, win place in the 205. Right, American football. Right, San Francisco at Baltimore. This could be a cracking game, and got to give it to the old Baltimore quarterback, Lamar Jackson. He has been absolutely phenomenal. He has been absolutely, he's just been superb. And I don't really know whether anybody can stop him, but we have got the best defence in the world. So I'm going for the fact that we're going to keep the points low and we're going to cover at least the 5.5. So San Francisco versus Baltimore, San Francisco plus 5.5. I'm also going to place the points in this because I think it's going to be under. I think this is going to be a tight game. I just need to find the total points market for you. There we go. So I am going to play the under 45.5, which is 10 to 11 at Ladbrokes, Betfreds or Corrals. Under 45.5 points in Baltimore versus San Francisco at Baltimore. And also San Francisco plus 5 0.5 points. Again, that'll be around 10 to 11 even money. So that is the first one. Now I've just got to go to my other one. Right, we've Tennessee Titans also plus one. I think Tennessee Titans are going to beat Indianapolis. Indianapolis seem to have lost their way a little bit. So Indianapolis, Tennessee Titans, just the plus one. And Minnesota, this is a game that's being played in the early hours of Tuesday morning. So Minnesota plus three at Seattle Seahawks. So Minnesota plus three at Seattle Seahawks. Tennessee plus one at Indianapolis. San Francisco plus 5.5 at Baltimore. Plus under 45.5 points in that one. And then was there one more? Bear with me. Apologies. I've given Denver's performance yesterday, last week. LA Chargers minus 3.5 at Denver. LA Chargers minus 3.5 at Denver. I thought there was one more. There we go. I did like the unders at Kansas, but I think all the value's gone in that. But if anybody just for interest wanted to have a bet in that, the unders at Kansas. Let me just have a look again at the points now while I get the market up while I'm talking to you. Oh, can't even find it. Gone. No, I can't even get it up. So yeah, the unders at Kansas, if anyone wants to have a small interest, but that's not an official bet. Okay, that's it. I'm going to leave you all to it because I've got football and things to keep an eye on for the rest of the day, and I will be back with you tomorrow morning. But do not forget, if you want the racing, there'll be a Cyber Monday deal. I don't even know if it is Cyber Monday, but that's what I've called it. I think it is Cyber Monday. I think I've seen that somewhere this week. Cyber Monday deal. Monday. There's a Monday deal. A Monday racing deal. What am I waffling on about? Monday racing deal, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, approximately. Give me a minute or two just to make sure the website's working. And that'll go until 8 o'clock Tuesday, and then that is it. Right, enjoy your Christmas shopping or whatever you're doing today, and have a beautiful day. And I'll be back with you tomorrow morning.